friendly fire.
Yeah. Right, delighted to say, me and Robert joined by Paul Rowland, yep. Victorious today, Paul. You know, tough game last week at London. Yep. How much character have that team, have your team got here at Salford? I mean, that was a tremendous win.
A fair bit of character, to be fair. I think we prepared well, the lads prepared well, had a good week, and... But yeah, you're right, it's character, resilience, defence really against a free flow in Warrington side, full of confidence. But in particular, really fast, and that makes them very dangerous. You know, chaos and speed have troubled us previously. But so we had to be connected defensively. I thought we were very, very good. In particular, in the first half, our edges were disruptive. I think they were at 58%. I put that down to our defence and disruption that we caused and the answers that they didn't have. I know they were going to deal with that. I think it's definitely a win for defence today on our part, and character, like you said. But you know, defence talk about process a lot, don't you? About in this game, but you know, our way is we've got a process and a system, but never use them as an excuse to. Because they can be used as an excuse not to defend sometimes, or not. You know, it's not my fault. It's not within your role. However, I think defence, you've got to have the mentality where you're willing to solve problems. And whether that means coming out of process and system and finding a way of doing it, then so be it. And I think we've got a group that are committed to doing that, find a way to solve a problem. Of course, we've got a process, but we find a way to solve a problem. And I thought today we needed to do that, and we did it.
King Vanilla failed his head test. Yeah. He had to play with like three subs. Mm. You do it tough sometimes, don't you? And against a side like Warrington with the pack they've got, you did so well to contain them, didn't you?
Yeah. I thought Jack Holman Ride had his best game.
Yeah.
Ollie P was outstanding.
Andrew Dixon as well as all
the Dicko was brilliant. Yeah. And he kept his spot from last week. You know, he was fantastic. And he's not off the back fence, sort of middle. So he comes on and does what he needs to do, plus his game, and that's fine space, and he found space, tied in deep. So yeah, really pleased for Dicko as well. So yeah, but we had to get a win against Warrington today, we needed to have a team performance, and I think, well, I know it was a team performance. They were fantastic.
What did you make of that? Was it a penalty try decision? That seemed. I thought they tackled him without the ball there.
All day long, penalty try. It was unlucky as well not to get another try when they deemed it a knock-on. If it goes up as a try, it gets a try. But again, constructive criticism. The replays and angles aren't good enough. It pixelates. There's not good angles. So, and they need to do away with the try, no try. But. However, that's constructive criticism, not a whinge. It's good that we're doing this now, and we'll get more right than we get wrong. And they give the right call ultimately with Ryan's obstruction try, and we got what we deserve.
A lot of speculation this week, Paul. You're happy here though, aren't you? He said to me at London, you're happy being the underdogs. You're happy at Salford.
I'm happy, that's a value happiness. And that's the main thing, you know. There's too much where people want the first story, and I always said, wait, I've had some patience and get the most accurate story. It's a lot more valued, and it saves people a lot of headaches, and as I said before, value happiness, and I'm happy.
Tough game at Huddersfield next week. But like I said to you at London last week, what was it? 5 from 8, you know, 6 from 9. It's a good start to the season. I mean, if you look at it, we're joint second in the table if you look at it like that.
Yeah, we beat some big clubs in there as well, so... Yeah, we're doing all right. We're humble, we're respectful. We don't get carried away. We're not going to be doing backflips. Me personally, it was nice. Studying, doing the interview in front of the Salford fans, I really appreciate the noise that they made. But I'm happy representing the community and the club. And so that's what this group's about. And I think that shows that they do it for each other and for the community and for the, you know, for the shirt. So I'll still have a cup of tea and a biscuit tonight. We'll be getting carried away. We'll be backflipping, like I said. But I'm looking forward to spending an hour or two with the lads and enjoying the company now.
You're not a Salford lad. You didn't play for Salford. But how much does it mean coaching this club? Because the supporters have a lot of admiration for you, Paul, and you seem to have a really good bond with them as well.
They hated me at first, didn't they?
We didn't like you when you played for Leigh. No, we didn't like you at all then.
But it just shows, doesn't it, you know, that I just like winning, to be honest. I like competing. I back myself. I walk tall for a little fella, and I want my team to walk tall, and we believe in, well, wherever we go, we believe we can win. We expect to win. and I guess if you're only a little fella, you're born an underdog, aren't you? So my dad's always said to me, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the fight in the dog, and I think that probably sums us up.
Thanks very much for speaking to us, Paul.
Awesome.
All the best tonight.
Thank you.
Have a good one next week, mate.
Yeah, cheers.